things. Today we are continuing in this very critical topic of what's called Zmanim. Yesterday we had this unbelievable Chiddush of the Chasam Sofer. Wild. He created a new institution, Yesh Me'ayim, out of nowhere. Namely, the same as we have at Ben HaShmoshes, as we well know, the whole Sukkos and Shabbos, Sofek Yom, Sofek Laila, right? So you have in the morning something similar, didn't quite say that, but there's a concept of 3/4 of a mil from Alos HaShachar and onward, which has some halachic significance. I never heard of it before in my life. I found it to be shocking that Chasam Sofer could say such an independent chiddush on his own with really no source anywhere that I found anywhere, but Chasam Sofer is the God of Ador. So we have to mention that he said it. Does it affect you and me? Well, not necessarily. Because he's gone with the mil of 22.5. So he took 90 and he chopped off 3/4 of a mil. What would he say? 16 7/8, something like that, which is 3/4 is 22.5. So he ended up with 73 something minutes before the sunrise. Since most of them anyway only hold from 72, because we hold from the idea of a mil of 18, so it doesn't affect us in any which way, on a simple level. To chop off from the 72 and say that this first 13.5 minutes should be some kind of a semi-night, I never heard of anybody in the world to say that way. Never. I never heard of it. I mean, I can't tell you that there is no one who would some sofer nick who would apply the Chasam Sofer to the 72 and then say until 58.5 minutes before sunrise has certain laws of night. I haven't seen it anywhere. Just letting you know, but that's what the Chasam Sofer says. It's a very, very important Vilna Gaon that I wanted to discuss with you briefly. The Vilna Gaon has this humongous discussion, which I asked you to see in some Reish Samach Aleph, about when is day and when is night. I'm not going to read the entire thing right now. But among his points are as follows. Remember, Tosfos says the Kasha. I asked this to bring the Gemara Shabbos with you today. Tosfos says the Kasha, except the Shabbos, they want to know what's the issue over here. I'll read it to you from the inside. Lamed Hem and Aleph. You read it once before, we'll read it again. Lamed Hem and Aleph. You may recall, there's a discussion in the Gemara of exactly how long things take. Listen carefully, please. Pray till say mil, the first 3 words, on Lamed Hem and Aleph. Okay? Ask Tosfos Kasha. What are you finding about it? Tzeis HaKochavim is Laila. So, what's the argument over here? Well, they're big stars, they're small stars. Now, the question on Rabbi Yehuda, all the stars that we see from Shkia until Hichsif Elyon, are they Benanim or not? But the next question becomes, Nechzi Anad Vada Benanim Shiech Metchilas Shkia Sachama Dalit Milin. Remember, this is Rabbi Natan speaking. Although Rabbi Natan's name does not appear, Rabbi Natan was the dominant figure in Tosfos, as we well know. And we have to assume that's otherwise told to us in following Rabbi Natan. So what's the problem over here? Just see how long it takes for a person to walk 4 mil. If you walk 4 mil, you know, it's night. Who cares this star, that star? We know we have a set shear, it's 4 mil. It's clearly against the Minchas Kohen that we spoke about, who said that there's these 3 stars, Rabbi Natan agrees. No, you see, Rabbi Natan did not agree. It's not a question of a 3 star, yeah, it's a set time. What's the problem? Yesh Lomar, to the Sakhul Ma'a the Benini. What's the average person? Is he a 6-footer, or maybe he's 5'6", and how fast he walks? So you can't have a definitive time based upon the how long it takes to walk 4 mil, and therefore they have to have the 3 stars. Frekta Vilna Gaon, I don't have it in front of me, I think someone took the Shulchan Aruch for Shabbos, I had it before. Frekta Vilna Gaon, in Reish Samach Aleph, that long piece, I guess you can see the following question. What kind of question is this? This is only in Eretz Yisrael in the spring equinox. But it changes with latitude, changes with seasons of the year. By definition, having someone walk is not going to help. Because it changes. Eben Favi is a Vilna Gaon is a bombshell question against Tosfos. How can it be, again, how can it be that Tosfos is saying, you don't have to look for the stars, just count how fast the person walks. No. The person is walking, that's going to be the time for the spring equinox in Yerushalayim, or in Bavel. It has nothing to do with New York City in the middle of July. Everyone understand the question? This is the Vilna Gaon's question against Tosfos' question. Doesn't understand. That's question number one. Question number two, he asks the question. Wait a minute, I'll give you the words of the Vilna Gaon. If Rabbi Natan is correct, the Tzedek HaChavim is formal after Shkia, and that's not just a astronomical point, but it's also a halachic point, and I quote now, verbatim. The Medina Sanotos at Safa, northern country, I think it means Vilna, where he lived. Shalos HaShachar Masla V'Kayetz V'Chatzi HaLayla. Halos HaShachar is according to this definition, which I understand means you take the Rabbi Natan's man, and this the Vilna Gaon agrees to. So the Vilna Gaon agrees that in the morning he agrees that Halos HaShachar is 4 mil before the sun rises. He says in certain parts of Vilna in the summertime, is Bachatzi Alayla. Bachatzi Alayla. It could be as early as midnight. Midnight on the clock, of course. Midnight on the clock, if you go to the northern, you know, you can go on your, what I learned is some of these things I was learning came up in Nicholas Basel Bechol of this past year we were learning. I imagine the 3 hours, the 6 hours with all that stuff, you know. So the guys went online. They were able to tell me exactly when the sun rises and sets in Vilna and all these kind of places. So if you go on, you can tell me when the sun rises in Vilna in the middle of June 22nd, the summer solstice. Then you figure out what is the 4 mil, you can go on again, try to figure this out, also the Vice Manin, with the 16.1 or the 19.8. I'm not sure which one the Vilna Gaon referred to. The Chatzi HaLayla, the midnight. Ask the Vilna Gaon, Im Kein Ein Tzedek HaChav, Klal B'Kayetz. There's no Tzedek HaChav. Doesn't exist. The Vilna Gaon's working with an assumption, which he assumes as a good person of Torah Mada, a person of science. But by definition, these shiurim are just telling you how dark it is, and you must extrapolate, you must extrapolate and add to it based upon the season of the year, add to it as when the latitude gets higher. That's his assumption in these two questions. It seems to me, you see from Tosis, that they disagree with this fundamental assumption. The fact that Tosis says the Kasha Rabban Hamid Alf, that's just measured by people walking, Frick the Vilna Gaon, but that's only in the week in the equinox in Israel. So what's Tosis Kasha? The answer is, Tosis was not a know-nothing. Tosis also knew science. But Tosis says, in this case, we are Torah people, not Torah Mada people. We only follow the Torah. And the Torah said, 4 mil is 4 mil, period. In all times and all places. Otherwise, the question of Rabban Hamid is no question. At all, they didn't give the Vilna Gaon's answer. And why is it so? Because the Torah wasn't given to scientists. The Torah wasn't given to scientists who know how to know science, know degrees, who know, well, degrees we have to come to soon, who know about stars and all about everything. It wasn't given nothing. The Torah was given in an absolute shear of 4 mil. Now, 4 mil. The Vilna Gaon has received stars long before 4 mil, which is true to this day. Well, 4 mil, you'll see 3 stars in the middle of the sky, all times and all places. In Vilna too, whereas in Eretz Yisrael, you'll see it earlier, doesn't matter. They made a shear of 4 mil, period. It's interesting, this is even in Eretz Yisrael. This is the shear of 4 mil. 4 mil is an accurate shear. Depends where you're looking for stars. I asked him to see a certain Shulta Giborim on the Mordechai. It was a one-liner, but the one-liner is so important, but it tells you a critical piece of information, which we say for Oras Chaim assumes on his own. I'm not sure if he had this Shulta. I don't remember. I would have to save it for a long time. I'm not sure if he had the Shulta Giborim, but it's a one-liner. Shulta Giborim is in Reish Ayin Gimel, is in Os Gimel in the bottom, it's in page Ayin Aleph in the standard Mordechai's. Shemati b'shem Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, she'omdim gimel kochotim spurim zetach hazeh, b'ma'arov, you have to look, v'ozul la'alim in Shabbos, he quotes it from a Rav Yoh, from an Orz Aruah, means the same as the Gemara said in Shabbos, Chaflam Ha'am and Aleph, you look to the west, we had a chiddush, called the Gemara, look to the east with the river, but the simply the Gemara, the Rabbah looked to the west, he looked to the west for the sign of Hichzif Elyon, the Tish of the Tachta, which is a question of what color the horizon is. But when you're looking for stars, you also look to the west. And as a matter of fact, and if I'm not mistaken, if my memory serves, the Oros Chaim said, if you look to the far west, you won't see three stars until, catch this now, 90 minutes in Eretz Yisrael, which proves my original point. But according to Rebbeinu Tam, likely it is, it's an achtel, not a zextel. My whole original thesis, which we're going to question now, but my thesis is found in Chazon Ish and other places, that the three disputes, for those who came in the middle, let's give you an overview. The three disputes, the one of the most famous one, the Machlokos of Vilna Gaon, Rebbeinu Tam, when did Shabbos end? Very briefly after sunset, or much longer, that's number one. Number two, how do you count the hours of the day from sunrise to sunset to Vilna Gaon, or from Alos to Tzeis? It's also we can call that the Chumash Hadeshin or others, but in that camp, or at the time, the Malan Avrami, sometimes called it. And number three, how long is a mil? 18 or 22. So I told you, do all three together. According to the Vilna Gaon, it's an 18-minute mil, halacha, even though he gave a whole shtick of Torah explaining 22 and a half. With the Maskana, it's 18. And he holds, we know the Vilna Gaon's Matzah, Krishma, you come from sunrise to sunset. And we know the famous Vilna Gaon, that once the sunset leaves the horizon, it's Sukkot Shabbos, or Ben HaShemesh. That's the Vilna Gaon's approach. The other opposite approach, we call Rabbeinu Tam, is, and we explain the logic behind it. The logic is, if that 72 minutes after sunset is an astronomical phenomenon of almost zero halachic significant. So why should we count from then to then? Most sense to count from sunrise to sunset. That produces an 18-minute meal, which is 40 in between, as we said. And it produces a suffix, as we said before, it's Shachat Shabbos once the sun has meet the horizon. And it makes sense to count as mana from sunrise to sunset. That's the day. Because it's 72 minutes after sunset is irrelevant, Lalof. The Rabbeinu Tam is the opposite. Why should you count sun beneath the horizon? That's meaningless to call the meditation, almost meaningless. And therefore you count from, we'll call 72 or 90 after sunset. That's when the Shabbos ends. And that's when you count the days. That's why you have the moment of Ramzman. And the mil then is going to be bigger. Be 22 and a half times, it works out to be 90. Or as Chaim says, if you look in the west sky in Israel, it takes close to 90 minutes till you see a few stars. These are three stars. So therefore, that's his vote. His vote. But, Alpi Din, it's arguable, that's why they were Machman Eretz Yisrael for the 72. But the real reason for 72 is arguable, because this way, anyway, the Jews are going to live. I'm not discussing they're living in the North Pole. That breaks all the rules, all the white knights. But where the issue would be, take Vilna, not too many places go for Vilna, maybe St. Petersburg is a little bit north of Vilna. Get a map of Europe or see. That's where the people are living. Okay? So there, if you wait that long time, you'll see three stars in the middle of the sky, even in the summertime. So low plug. Moko has low plug, you know? So low plug, the Torah of Kosher said, it's 72 minutes. I used to see stars earlier, so what? Either you have to look to the west, as the Oros Chaim space and Shulchan Gemara. Or, even if you see it earlier, that would have been the day, but the low plug 72 minutes, and we do not extrapolate. We do not extrapolate. Because even in, even in the northern climates in the summer, you'll see three stars, presumably in the 72 or the 90 minutes. Check it out when it's really true. I give it to you to figure out with your Googles and all kind of stuff. I think what I'm saying is factually true as well. So this answers both kashas. The kasha was, But what's Tosas Kasha? Just get, if you have to extrapolate, then the 4 mil walking won't help. You don't extrapolate. This other Kasha I read from the Vilna Gaon. There's no night in Vilna in the summertime? No, because we don't extrapolate. It's 72 or 90 flat. So whenever the sun sets very late, the sun sets at, 10:30 at night. So 12 o'clock at night, it's already Tzeitzit Kochavim flat, and that's going to be Tzeitzit Kochavim all time, even in the summertime. That's my finish to answer these questions of the Vilna Gaon. The Tosfos is not extrapolating. And therefore there's room. You know, sometimes the people say, you 72 people, you're not scientific, it should be extrapolated. No! The Vilna Gaon has to certainly be extrapolated. You can't do malach at 13 and a half minutes after Shtir in New York City. Forget it, Chas v'Chalila. Rabbi Natan's mind, those are keeping 72 flat. Rabbi Kotler, that's how. Kept 72 flat. Flat. The baby was born 71 minutes after sunset. He wouldn't let the bris be on Shabbos. He was born on Motzei Shabbos on Friday night. 71 minutes after sunset, had to make the bris on Sunday. Still suffered by the Shmoshes, had to postpone the bris. He was 72 flat. But Rabbi Kotler didn't know science. No. The other was flat. Tosfos say it's flat, 72. And that's why that opinion has validity. It has validity. Again, I'm not the people who keep the octal, I can't go against them. But if you ask me, if you want to be more precise, you keep 90 minutes flat. Because if you're not going to hold that way, then the goal is kashim against her, this she did in Super Bowl. You can't answer the kashim against Tosfos and against the Rebbeinu Tam. So that's why it seems to me that if you hold with the goal, you got to follow the calendar. I have a number of degrees beneath the rise that we'll get to as we go. But if you follow the Rebbeinu Tam, you want to do it flat, either 72 or 90, that's, I think, a more oiskahalton view according to Rebbeinu Tam, even though for Alos HaShachar, it would be an interesting also. Assuming the two are parallel, it's going to come out that the, amazingly, according to Rebbeinu Tam, Alos HaShachar is going to be later than according to the Vilna Gaon. Because the Vilna Gaon extrapolates everything. So his Alos HaShachar is 16.1 beneath the horizon. But if you can follow the Rebbeinu Tam, it's going to be later. It's going to be 72 flat or 90 flat. But that can have consequences. You shouldn't do anything before that if you're a Rebbeinu Tam. If you don't keep Rebbeinu Tam's mind on Alos HaShachar, I don't think you just don't follow that calendar. But those who do, since I happen to think that 90 is more correct, I would say that those who follow that should not rely on the early Alos HaShachar, the kula, you know, whatever it is a kula. Usually for us, the chumel, when you begin a fast day, for example, you know, Shabbos of the Thomas, I have a calendar behind me, Osman was much earlier than the 72 flat. Let's see. Shabbos of the Thomas is right here. It was last Thursday, we could go exactly. So we started the fast at 3:46. Those who said 72 started at 4:21. Hey, it's a little bit of a big difference. A big difference. What is that? That's 35-minute difference. Hey, you can eat a lot in 35 minutes. Huh? But we have a chumra to give you. Okay. Well, let's say, for argument's sake, we want to know what would the halacha be, for example, the earliest time to die. Oh, that's a bit cooler. You're in the Shas of Chak, you want to die early. So let's say, when does that happen? Let's say January 1st. Let's pick a day out of the hat. January 1st is an even date. You can look it up whenever you want. January 1st, the sun rises at 7:20. So according to the 16.1 beneath the horizon, it's 5:52. How long is 5:52 before 7:20? It's an hour and a half, just about. So if we held Rebbeinu Tam 72 flat, which I think is the correct way to do Rebbeinu Tam, 6:08. So you're diving at 5:52, you're diving too early. Since I happen to think that Rebbeinu Tam was the 90 minutes, so 7:20 minus 90 would take you to 5:50, phew, under the wire, we just made it. If you hold the 90 flat, it would encompass the 16.1. I'm sure you're following me, but I'm just giving you, you can look through the calendar and see if 90 misses at any time, which is relevant to us, I'm just giving you that as a point. However, I have to tell you now, although I still am convinced that the lion's share of the Goldie Post can say that what I said is correct, in terms of the putting things together, let's leave out the you know when Shabbos ends. Let's take the second two issues. Number one, do you count from? No, take that back. The Vilna Gaon Shita. The Vilna Gaon Shita is at three quarters of the middle after the sun sets the horizon. It's already Motzei Shabbos. It's already got it. It's in Kriyashma. Okay, it's lighter. So the assumption is that they have to count the days as the Vilna Gaon counted the days. With the Vilna Gaon sells my Kriyashma. It has to be. What's the proof? A Gemara. Chav vav amid beis. I'm going to say up and up to Gemara brachas. Chav vav amid beis. This is I'm giving out the conventional wisdom, and we try to prove to you as time allows today or tomorrow that although there is that is still the conventional wisdom, there are some unconventional gedolim who go against the conventional wisdom. Okay. Chav vav amid beis. Give a look at the Gemara Chav vav amid beis towards the bottom. What does it say? It says as follows. The whole day, Mincha Gadol is 6.5 hours. Mincha Katan is 9.5 hours. Okay? Fine. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Plag HaMincha. Plag Mincha Kama or Plag Mincha Achronika? Which half? The 2.5 hours between Mincha Katan and night, when is the end? Right? What does he mean to say? The first half or the second half? Toshma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Plag HaMincha Achronika Amru, Yud Alef Shas Chasa Rabia, right? 11 hours minus a quarter, which is 1.25 hours before night. So he says, So that's what it says. So in the last three lines, Rabbi Yud Amar Abba Shas Ad Yad Bechlal Adim Ad Velo Ad Bechlal. Is the fourth hour included? Toshma Rabbi Yud Amar Plag Amincha. He Amar Mishlom Ad Velo Ad Bechlal. Highland did the Rabbi Rabba, 1.25 hours. Aliyam and Abiyad Bechlal, Rabbi Yehuda, Haina Rabban, and full stop. So Rabbi Yehuda ends, you know, the 12 hours of the day at the same time as the Rabbanan. Now the Rabbanan, if you hold like a Vilna Gaon, the day ends when the sun sets beneath the horizon. You can't do any malach anymore after that. So the Plag HaMincha ends exactly the same time. You see clearly, that you have to measure the hours of the day from sunrise to sunset. So the Plag HaMincha is 1.25 hours before the Erev, which is the end of the day, which is sunset, astronomical sunset. They'll come up for Rosh Hashanah. If you hold like the Vilna Gaon when Shabbos begins, if the sun sets beneath the horizon, you must have Plag HaMincha is 1.25 hours before that, and you go straight through the day from Zman Krishma to Zman Tfila to Mincha Gedol to Mincha Ketana to Plag HaMincha. We're all calculated from when to when. Sunrise to sunset. And the Furusha Gemara, that it has to go together. That's the conventional wisdom. If you look in the Mishnah Brura, he seems to indicate this in the Shaar HaTzion. If you look at Shaar HaTzion, please, in Reish Lamed Gimel. I guess you can see the Shaar HaTzion, Reish Lamed Gimel. See what it says. If ever has a Mishnah Brura in front of him, it would be a good review. Look at the Mishnah Brura in front of you. Reish Lamed Gimel, if you have it, take a look. Look what it says. The Mishnah Brura Sukkot Dalit, the Ramos and the Sharinit, Shos Elim, V'inyanayam, Shos Elim, Zmanias, Shos Zmanias, says the Mishnah Brura Dalit, Mincha Gdol, Mincha Tana, Plag HaMincha, he divided Rav into 12 parts. Machlokas Apostle. Yes, Omer, he quotes Tes Trumas Adeshen, Techashvim, and Yamun HaShach, and Eskachav. Remeh Rav Yudin, Mutl Nispal, Mincha Tshar, Rabbi Yekom, Tes Eskachav. Oh, goes together again. Hold on, Rav Yudin, Gidam, the Tes Eskachav, Uchon Dav Yudin, 1.25 hours before that. Right? Rabban, and Adalaira, Tes Eskachav, Tanas of Cotton Base. Which is called base? Which is called base? He says, "Lavdafka." No, Rebbe Shaw before Tetz Kachavim. It's made a shmoshes. You can't have a mincha then. Okay. So according to Rabbi Tam Kala, the Mishnah Brura is far from the mechaber. You can daven myriv. You daven mincha. The sun sets at 6 o'clock until 6:58 in the half. And that light is lavdafka. Light is 7:12. Okay. So you count the and you can daven and Plag HaMincha is when? According to this calculation, 5:57. that's which is an hour and a quarter before 7:12. Again, we're 2 into 72 if this for argument's sake. Fine. The Yesh Amrim, the Chashvin and Shoshos Yubes, in Etz Achamat Shpiyasa. Who's this? This is the Levush. Levush. Okay, we'll have to look it up in the Lamed Ches. What's Lamed Ches? What's Lamed Ches, gentlemen? No one knows. Lecha Chamudas. What do we call him? The Divrei Chamudas. I never tell you the story, the names have changed. That's what I told you. It's very important to know because they keep referring to these things. The Tosfos Yontif wrote two Sfarim on the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher. He was a big Rosh fan. He said, Tosfos Yontif on the Rosh. It's Halach Alamais. One he called the Madale Melech, and one he called the Lechem Chamudos. Where do you get it from? The Asher Shmein Alachmo, Lechem Chamudos. Vuyitei Madale Melech, Asher. They went to the government and said that the Tosfos Yontif is a rebel. He's rebelling against the government. How do you know? He called his book Madale Melech. He thinks he's a king. I think they put him in jail. It was tough in those days, 17th century Poland. Well, they put him in jail. That's what I'm told. He changed the name. So you won't find Lamed Ches anymore. It's Divrei Chamudos. And he changed Madale Melech to Madale Yontif. His name was Yontif. I kid you not. So you'll see that he referred to the men, but you know what they're talking about. It's Madale Melech. It doesn't exist. It's Madale Yontif. Lechem was not Divrei Chamudos. I asked you to see a Divrei Chamudos in Brachos after in Syria. That's what he's quoting over here. He comes from Leis to Shkia. So then Rabbi Yehuda has 4:45, right? And according to Rabbanan, 6 o'clock. That's the hour and a quarter. Both are quoted over here, Mishnah Berurah and Dalet. You get an impression that it all goes to Habba Atalia. If you look at Sukkot in the Yud, it's Mefurash of Madan and Melech, and the Levush. And this is Das Agro, Tofnun Tes, a long Arichas, Kamarais, 12 hours are from Leis to Shkia. And Shkia is as soon as it falls beneath the horizon. Look at Meish Samach Aleph. You can't have a mincha after the sun's beneath the horizon. That's what it says. You know, like Rabbana ends at 12 hours in our place. Kemucha promised the Lord in base. He had the cloud. You had Rabbana, I just told you. So the 12 hours from days until Shkia, it must be Shkia. Well, the Vat Kalelu, we found one of the Rishonim that holds that you can't have a mincha after Peshkia. Rabbana Yonah, as you see. Even the Dam Nisla Mishkia Sachama, so the Shilas Mincha is connected to Tom and Shkia Sachama, even the Kondra Ben Atan, doesn't matter. So the Shilas of Shkia, like in the Dam, Psach and Sadi Gimel. Oh, Psach and Sadi Gimel, Rabosa, I keep that in mind for tomorrow's year. That's when it says 15 mil until Shkia. Ula says, the Pesach Shani, right? Derech Rechoka. As the Bogan of Ram calls the Sukkot Gimel. You can be Doche. The Rabbi Neon holds that's only the Rabbona. Only by Pesach that Achokah mitzvah Lashkir, not by Tumim, because Tumim ain't Adam Nisal at Sofa Shkir, he suggested. Look at Tosfos and Nachas of Chaf. He said Yesh Mefarshim for Eretz Yisrael from the Maamar Komas Chaf and Beis. I just read you a very critical Sharat Siyah in Sivkot and Yud. There's something similar in Sivkot and Yud Dalit. There he says, "Quote Plag Amincha, you could not yet say." He quoted earlier when Plag Amincha, so you can be makel not to daven. We daven an hour and a quarter before the sun sets. This week we always do. El Yerabah Lokah Bogan Avraham, Reish Lamed Hei Sifrag Gimel Ayin Shem. I feel that Bogan Avraham Odeh Bizmanenu, the Noah Bishol Asim Beloch HaKashkiyah Sachana, the Choshem Das Avraham, Havi HaRishonim, will take out the Shkiyah Ben HaShmashas, with the Reyeh, the Vaday Pag HaMinuch HaKonam Shkiyah Sharaviyah, should daven again. So that he says it's clear as day in one direction. If you hold, I mean, he puts it together. If the sun set beneath the horizon ends the day of time of Aliyah, you must calculate from sunrise to sunset, what we call the Vilna Gaon's Man Krishna. On the contrary, the implication is broad. If you hold the Rebbe Tam's calendar, keep 72 minutes after Shabbos, then you have to count from Alos HaShachar to Tezuk HaChorim. That's exactly what we said. We said in the Svara, that's an Afna, two Sharat Siyah is exactly the same thing. This is a conventional wisdom. Conventional wisdom. However, I want to tell you tomorrow there is an unconventional Gedolim who will argue in both directions. Both directions. Either the whole like the Vilna Gaon in terms of when is Laila, and he'll still count from Alos that says, or the Sanfa can't. They'll say that the Rebbeinu Tam is right as when is Laila, they'll still count from Neis to Shkia. That sounds a little counterintuitive. Against what I told you at the very beginning of this Sugya, but I want to show you tomorrow why it's true. So we'll stop here. Tomorrow I'll try to show you this. We're still going into the Sugas Manim into next week. After we finish the Sugas Manim, we're going to skip all the way to the afternoon base, because we have to keep a pace of some sort. So this is a very, very important Sugas. The evening Shurim, 6:30, we're going to continue going on the other Maramakam. So we'll try to join up somewhere together toward the end of the first period. We'll try. We'll find out what's happening. Okay? Be well, Zedek.